ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, Lizchus Refua Shalema, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reisel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reisel.
We're learning Maseches Eruchin Daf Chav Zayim. We're going to start the eighth perek. The Mishnah says, HaMakdish HaSadeu B'Shar She'ena Yevil Neik. If someone is Makdish his field when Yevil is not, when we're not keeping Yevil, so then, Oymalay Psach Atar Rishayn. So now, we have to redeem the field, and the Bezdin tells them that he has to be the first one to bid. Shabalam Neistim Chaymish, Rodim Ein Neistim Chaymish. Because the Baal, when he bids, when he's paid to the field, so then he gives a Chaymish, he adds a fifth, and everyone else doesn't. That's why it's a mitzvah for the owner to be the first one. And the Gemara says there's actually two other reasons why he would give the first bid. First of all, it would be a higher bid, because since it's chavivalei, tafiyu parakalei. And second of all, the Gemara actually says this first, the mitzvah geula is ba'adain. It's a Mishnah at the end of the first paragraph of Bechiris, that the mitzvah is, the one who's makdish it, has the first mitzvah to be paid it. Like it says, lo yigol v'nim kever kecha, if he doesn't redeem it, then it's sold, but he has the mitzvah to do it first. And the Gemara says, ein nechanami. All three reasons apply. Now, the Mishnah says that we're talking about a time where the Yevil is not Nehik. And Taisus is bothered by Akasha, because when, after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so then, if someone's Makdash it, you don't have to pay the full price to be paid it. Because anyway, it's not going to go to Hekdash, it's just going to be wasted. So when you paid it with a Pruta. That's what Taisus says. The Taisus Yomtiv and the Chaknasin say, it's lav dafka pruta midiraisis with a pruta. But the Gemara later says that you need four zuz. But al kopanim, you don't do the regular price, there's no bids. Anyway, Hekdash is not getting the money. Hekdash doesn't really exist. So Taisus says, if, when you don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so then there's no din pedia altogether, you could just be paid it with a small price, with a pruto of four zuz. So, if Alamai were talking about this man Beis HaMikdash, so what do you mean that the Yevil's not Neig? So Taisus says, we're talking about when it was Goli Yisrael, because you need Kol Yeshveh Alel. But the Mashmais of Taisus is that normally when there's a Beis HaMikdash, there is Yevil, but just in a rare case where it was Goli Yisrael, so then there's no Yevil. And that would stem with Taisus in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. It's actually a Machlokes Rishonim. I don't want to go through the Arichas. I'm just going to mention it, though. Were they Taka Noyeg Yevil in Bayesheni? Taisus in Gittin Daf Lamed Vav brings a lot of rayas that they were Noyeg Yevil in Bayesheni. And therefore he says that Kol Yeshveh Aleh does not mean that you need Reiv to people, because you know that Saris HaShvatim Wagalu, it means you need at least some representation from each Shevet, which that they had. So Vaishnav's Taisus holds in the normal affairs, normal course of affairs, as long as there is the Beis HaMikdash, you would have Yevil, and would have to be a Hechatimtza, where it was Goli Yisrael. But Rav Yishayim argue, the Rambam and the Yishayim there in Gidin Naflam and Vav, they hold that once the Aseres HaShvatim Wagalu, or even the beginning of the Golos of Aseres HaShvatim, Tiglis Palneser, he was Gaila, the Bnei God of Bnei Ruvain from the Ever HaYardain, then already there's no more Kol Yeshveh Aleh, and there's no more Yevil. There's a sugya, Vein Kamakim Laharich. Al Kopanim, the Shaila is, why is this Mishnah only discussing Mizman She'ena Yevil Nayig? What would be different when Yevil is Nayig? So Rashi already says, because when Yevil is Nayig, you don't have to ask the owner how much does he want to redeem it for? He doesn't have to make a bid. There is a set price that, Chamishim Shekel Kesef, Mizera Chay Meserim. And the din is that this din of Steachuz is only Mizman Sheyevel Neig. And then the opinion is, Mizera Chay Meserim, Chamishim Shekel Kesef, there is no din of making any bids. So that's why the Mishnah's din of telling the owner, Psach Ata Rishain, would only apply when it's Eina Yevil Neig, and then the din is that it's Nifta B'Shavya, so therefore we have to get a price, so therefore we take bids on the field. Taisus says something which seems a little strange. Taisus says that b'zman she'ein yevel noyeg, then it's nifte b'shavyov, v'yesh b'revach lehektish leftoyach tchila abal m'pnei ha'choymish. So since it's nifte b'shavyov, so then there's a revach hektish for the Bailam to go first because of the choymish. Avo z'man she'ayevel noyeg, who nifte lefi zarei, nun slon, for a zerah choymiser. Now, if Tosis wouldn't say m'pnei ha'choymish, it would make sense. The pshat is, then, we ask for a bid because Hektish will gain by selling it to the highest bidder. Now, Shein Kain, when it's Mizvan Sheyevel Neig, there's no point in bidding. It's a set price. Zerachayim Aserim, Chamishim Shekel Kesef. But Tosis says that Neah Chaimish, that's something the Chaimish has to do with the fact that it's Rafkul Hektish. But Lacharit Sapli, like the Chreinim ask, by Mizman Sheyevel Noyeg, you take and give a Zerachayim Aserim a Chamishim Shekel Kesef, but you also Mesef a Chaimish. Like it says Mefurish in the Pasuk, in Gol Yigal Asasada Maktish Yosef, Chamishisa Yosef Olav. And it says that by Stei Achuza. So why is Tosis saying that there's only a Chaimish Mizman She'ein Yevel Noyeg and not Mizman She'evel Noyeg? The Sefer Flosh of Erechen asks this kasha and is Nidchak in the Lashon of Tosis to try to say that Tosis means like Rashi. The Ikavart is that there's no bidding that's done Mizman Ayevel, because the price is Katsav as opposed to Mizman She'eni Ayevel Nei. But it's a Chayr Shred. Why did Tosis mention anything about the Chaimish? So the Eil HaShleimis is a Geshmak of Pshat. The Eil HaShleimis says, what's the point of the owner bidding first? What's wrong if someone else bids first and then the owner would bid? As long as Lamaisa, the owner, is going to bid, and as long as we're going to tell the owner that he has to be paid it, not someone else, unless the other person ends up with a higher bid, like the Gemara explains in the next Mishnah, which goes into all the Pratim. So why is it so important for the owner to be the first bidder? Why can't he be the second bidder? Also, he'll give a higher bid because it's his field, and it'll be Maisa for Chaimish. And if his bid with the Chaimish is higher than the other bid, then he will get the field because it's a mitzvah b'adin. Why does he have to be the first one to bid? Hazakdei l'shleimei, Tosis held, because the reason why he's the first one to bid is because, like the Mishnah says later, that he's Maisef Chaimish on his bid. So Kuntais, if someone would bid first, so then the owner might say, okay, I would be able to get the field if I bid something which that and the Chaimish together will be higher than the one who already bid, and I'll get the field that way. But if he bids first, so Kum Dais, he's going to pay a Chaimish on his bid. And he doesn't know yet someone else's bid, so he's not going to only try to bid higher than the other person's bid by bidding actually lower, and that together with the Chaimish is higher than the other person's bid. If he's bidding first, so he has to bid what he feels is the right price. So Kum Dais will gain the Chaimish. Mashein Kain by Mizman Sheyevel Noyeg, where the price is a Zerecha Mitzarim Echamishim Shekel Kesef, so there'll be no point of him bidding first. Anyway, there's no bidding. But there'll be no point of him giving the offer first. It's okay if someone else offers first, as long as you'll eventually get an offer from him. The idea that he has to make the first offer is because the Chaimish is on his offer. So the Mishnah first says, I'm like Psach Atarishan, you have to make the first offer. That would only apply to Bizman She'ene Yevel Noyeg, because it's important that he makes the first offer and not wait for someone else to make the offer. Then he might make a lower offer and win the bid because him and his Chaimish are higher. No, you want him to make the first offer, so that way he'll pay the Chaimish on his initial offer. Now, the Gemara says that the Mishnah says, Elashin Amalai Psach Atarishan, you tell him to make the first offer. And the Brisa says, Kaifin, you force him to make the first offer. And the Gemara says two teretzim. One teretz is that when the Mishnah says you tell him, it means kaifim, means you force him. And the second one is that originally you tell him, and if he listens, fine, and if not, then you force him. So the Sefer Maaseh Cheshev says that why didn't the Mishnah say kaifim, according to the first Lashon particularly, why didn't it say lehed you kaifim? And he said there's two ways you could force someone. You could force someone with sticks, or you could force someone with words. It's a Gemara in Ksuva Daf Ayin Zayin, a discussion about it. And if the Mishnah would say kaifin, it would sound like kaifin is with sticks. And Lamais, it says aimrim, even though it means forcing, but it means forcing with words. Because it's not an actual chiyuv. Avada, we tell him to do it. Aimrim means you try to convince him. Kaifin means you tell him sternly. But the point is, it's not an actual chiyuv. You can't actually force him with sticks. In the Likutei Halachos and the Chafetz Chaim in the Zevach Taida, he says it's mistabe that way, because the Pasuk says, Im lo yigal v'nim k'mer kecha. The Pasuk discusses someone else being paid it. If there'd be an absolute chiyuv that you kaifim b'shaitifin to be paid them, then it wouldn't make so much sense that the Pasuk giving you two options. The Pasuk is mash maklar that there are two options, just this is the preferred option. So in such a case, there wouldn't be a din to be kaifim b'shaiti. Now the Rambam says a chiddush. The Rambam says that you're only kaifa the adain, mizman she'ene yevil neig. Mizman she'yevil neig, then you're not kaifa. You tell him, but then you're not kaifa. And the Rambam explains the reason, because mizman she'yevil neig, in any way is going to go out to kahanim and yevil. So you don't have to be kaifa. But mizman that there's no yevil, so lemaisa someone's going to have to be paid it, so then you force the bailim to make the first offer, and if nobody exceeds that offer, then the Baalim will be obligated to be paid it at their offer, like the Mishnah's case of the one that was Makdish Adem Neira Asa, and they told him, offer something, he offered a very small amount, an Isser, but no one else wanted it, so therefore he had to pay the Isser, and he was stuck with the field. But the Ravid holds that the Rambam's difference between Mizman Shayevul Neig and Mizman Shayeni Yevul Neig is incorrect. Even Mizman Shayevul Neig, Yukaifa. And he says, because Lamaisa, it says the mitzvah in the Torah, even Mizman She'evel Neig, that the Makdish should be the one to be paid. So therefore, the mitzvah is with the Adin. And that would apply even Mizman She'evel Neig. And that it says in the Mishnah, Mizman She'ene Yevel Neig, the Ravid says going on the other dinim. In other words, this din of that the Baalim have to make an offer, and the next din of the Mishnah, that whoever makes an offer has to stick to the offer, etc., with all the pratim. That's all b'zman she'eni yevul neig, where the price is not a price that's katsuv, zerichai meser mechamish m'shekel kasef. But as far as being kaifa to bailim, the Ravid says there's no difference. So the kasef Mishnah says that even though the Ravid is right, that there is a mitzvah for the owner to be paid it more than anyone else, even b'zman she'evul neig, and the Ravid's also right by mentioning that the reason for Chaimish would apply equally to Bizman She'evel Neig, Bizman She'eni Evel Neig, but that's not the reason for the Kfiyah. That's what the Kasef Mishnah says. And since the Mishnah only says the din of Kfiyah, Bizman She'eni Evel Neig, the Rambam holds the din is only Bizman She'eni Evel Neig. But the question is, why do they do the Kfiyah? Taisus asks the question, why do we do the Kfiyah? A lot of times we find there's a preferred mitzvah, and there's no Kfiyah. Like that Mishnah at the end of the first peg of Becheres, which mentions that there's a mitzvah for the makdish to be paid more than anyone else, like it says, im lo yigal v'nim kebeya kecha. The Mishnah also says that mitzvah zivim is kedemis l'mitzvah chalitza, and mitzvah pedi is kedemis l'mitzvah serifa, and still we do not find any kfiyah. So Taisa says that the reason why we're kaifa in this case is because Chazal were worried that if no one's paid it, it could calmly day michshal, that people will be nene from the field. People might step on the field, might walk on the field, they might be do me'ilah, they might be nene from the field, and that's why the Bezdin wanted, the Chachamim wanted, that the field should be niftah in a timely manner. That's why they instituted that you kaif for the owner, the makdish, to be paid it. So the Kutei Halachos and the Chafetz Chaim says that lefi taisis, there shouldn't be any chilut to mizman she'yevel neig, mizman she'eni yevel neig. If the reason why we're kaifa is because we're afraid someone would have anah, so there shouldn't be any chiluk. He also says, according to Taisus, clearly the din kfiyah would be midirabanan. But he brings Rabbeinu Gershom says that the reason why we're kaifa is so that hektish shouldn't have a loss, that hektish should be able to get its money. That's why we're kaifa. So the Chafetz Chaim understood that lefi Rabbeinu Gershom also, he tainis, that right, it wouldn't make a difference as mancha yevil neig, as mancha any yevil neig, because it still will come out a loss to hektish, if, because bizman, even bizman sheyevil neig, that it's a fixed price, because the Baal will be Meisef HaChemish, and no one else will be Meisef HaChemish. So Vaiti be Kaifa, in order that Hector should be able to get the Chemish. But what's not so clear is, how did he learn up the Tam of the Rambam? The Rambam says that Bizman Shayevil Neig, you're not Kaifa because it will go to the Kahanim. And Bizman Shayevil Neig, you are Kaifa because it won't go to the Kahanim. Why is that an Afkamina? And if what the Rambam means is that we're not Kaifa because we don't want to take it away from the Kahanim, because if we're Kaifa, the Baal to be paid it, then the Kahanim won't get it, as opposed to Bizman Shayevil Neig, where anyway it's not going to the Kahanim. So I'm not sure how the Chavetz Chaim knew that the reason for the Kfiyah, it might be because of the Kala or Pseida de Hektish, but we don't do it when we don't want the Kahanim to lose. The Radvaz learns up the Rambam, that the Rambam also means that the time is Als Pseida de Hektish. But the Yisayin Adavra is like this, and I think this Kishim with Rebbeinu Gershom. The Rambam holds that the reason why we're Kaifa is because we don't want Hektish to be stuck with the field. We don't want them to be stuck with the field and no one should be paid there because they can't do anything with the field. So if it's Bizman Shayevil Neig, they're not going to be stuck. It's going to go to the Kahanim anyway. And the advice points out, the Rambam sheet is the Kahanim have to pay for it. And the assumption is that a Kohen will pay for it. So they're not going to be stuck. It will go to the Kahanim and a Kahanim will pay for it because he wants to get a stay achuzah. So there is a kitzvah. So that's why we tell the Baal to be paid it. That's the mitzvah. But we're not kaifa. Masha'en came as man she'en a yevil nayig. So then it's not going anywhere. It's going to stay by Hektish. So Hektish then has to do something to facilitate the pinyon. And the way they do it is by forcing the owner to be paid it. So it could be that's a pshat. The Rambam held in Svarim that if the Hektish doesn't have to get rid of the field, because anyway, when yevil comes, it's going to end up going to the Kehanim. So while we tell him to be Paida, and we tell him it's a mitzvah to be Paida, we're not going to be Kaifa. But when Hektish is what has to get rid of the field, so then Bezin takes the initiative and actually forces the Baal to make an offer, to make the initial offer, and then the halacha is, if no one exceeds his offer, then he's stuck with the field. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Ama echad reishli be'eser shloim." If let's say one person says he wants the field for 10 shloim, vechalam be'eshim, and the second one says 20, they're having an auction, vechalam be'shloishim, third one says 30, vechalam be'rabam, the fourth one says 40, vechalam be'chamishim, and the fifth one says 50. So now the one that said 50 is supposed to get it, chazu be'shal chamishim, and then the one that said 50 says, no, I changed my mind, I don't want it. So what do? Mimashkim nechasav ad eser. So you tell him like this, you have to pay 10. Because since you said 50, so as far as 40 is concerned, that already we could get from the second highest bidder. So you're not mechuyev to pay all 50, because the 40 we could get from the second highest bidder. But the part that we can't get from the second highest bidder, we're going to have to take from you. So you're obligated to pay 10, will actually be mimashkim nechasav, he can actually seize from his property to get 10 shloim. Now the 41 also changes his mind. So then he has to pay 10 because the 30 doesn't have to pay because that we could go to the third highest bidder. And so on forth. And if all five of them are chayzer, so then we try to sell for as much as we could. And then we could collect from the one who said 10, the leftovers. And we'll see in the Gemara, the Prate Dinim, the Gemara says that this Mishnah was talking about they were Chazer, Bezeh, Chazeh, that was the Maskanas HaGemara. So the time that the 50 was Chazer, the 40 was not Chazer yet, so he only owes 10. If the 50 and the 40 guy were both Chazer, Vasachas, the Gemara says, Mishal Shleminim, and we'll discuss it. There's actually a Machleik as you're showing them exactly how you do it. But first, I want to discuss, what exactly is the Chiyuv here? All they did was say, he just made a bid. He just made an offer. He said that he's going to buy for 50. Now he changes his mind. Why is he mechuyev to his bid? And the Gemara is mavur like this. The Gemara is mavur that if someone else would buy from Hektish for that same price, so then he's not mechuyev. And if someone else would buy for Hektish, that's what the Mishnah is mavur, for a lesser price, so then Hektish would have to sell it to the one for the lesser price, and he's only mechuyev the remainder. But what is the nature of the schiyuv? Why exactly is he mechuyev? So divrei Taranim kaim v'ashiv makam acher. Over here, we don't see clearly in the Rishonim specifically why he's mechuyev, but there's a sugya in Kedushin about a similar topic, even though the Rishonim and Kedushin don't bring our Mishnah. But l'chayah, we could shtel tzu our Mishnah to these Rishonim, like we'll explain. The Mishnah in Kedushin, on the Afchav Chesim Abay says, Rishus HaGvayi B'Kesef, Rishus HaHedya B'Chazaka. In order to buy something from Hektish, you have to give money. V'Nosim HaKesef HaKom, later Gemara says, you have to be paid them. The way you effect a transaction in regard to Hektish is with money, with Kesef. And the way you effect the transaction in regard to Hektish is with Mashicha. And in that context, the Gemara there brings a brisa that says that if, let's say, somebody does Mashicha on the Chavitz of Hektish, and at the time he did Mashicha was worth 200 zuz, and he didn't actually pay for it until it went down steeply in price, and now it's only worth 100 zuz. He's mechuyev to pay the 200 zuz, and the Gemara says, because lo yei kayach had yechama mehektish. Since had he bought it, he'd be kind of a Mashicha and he'd be obligated for the full 200 zuz. So even though by Hektish there is no din that Mashicha is kind of, the transaction doesn't take effect, it's not Chal until he gives Kesef, but we would give Hektish the Yipui Kayach that Hedyid has, Al Kapanim, when it's Negei the other way, that Hektish could gain from the Kenyan Mashicha. So there we say you're obligated with the 200 Zuz, just like by a Hedyid, if you bought something for 200 Zuz, now you can't be Chayzi, owe the whole 200 Zuz, so the Hektish also. That's stated in the Gemara in Kedushin. So the Gemara there is mashma clearly that it's only because you did a Mashicha. But the fact that you agreed to buy it from Hektish for 200 zuz, that would not obligate you. And if the price goes down to 100 zuz, you could just change your mind. So Taisa says, why don't you say, Amirasa l'gvaya kimsirasa l'hedyatami? He promised Hektish 200 zuz for it. Why isn't it a neder? Alts amirasa l'gvaya kimsirasa l'hedyat. That the fact that you promise Hektish 200 zuz should be mechayev you 200 zuz. Emphasizes, because you only promised them 200 zuz because that was what you assumed the value of the chayfetz was. Now that it comes lemaisa and you did not yet make any tinya on the chayfetz and now the chayfetz is worth less, so adai to the hachi, you never promised the 200 zuz. It wasn't a voluntary contribution to Hektish, it was a price. And now the price is different. So Mela, you're not obligated to the original price. So Frek Taisus Akashit is a Gemara Ba Bashad Afkaf Lamegimu Midbeis that says that the son of Yosef ben Yezer found the diamond and his wife told him this diamond belongs to Hektish. This diamond he wanted to sell to Hektish, and his wife told him, make sure that you don't say the price. Because if you say the price, you're stuck to the price you said. Let the Gizbar say the price. And that way, you're not going to be stuck to it. You could decide if you want to agree to the Gizbar's price or not. So you see clearly that the fact that you made up a price, you are stuck to it. You have a Mirasul Kvayik Srasul Hedyat. So Taisa says two terutzim. One terutz is that it depends if it's Ein Shumasa Yedua. There is no clear price. So then, whatever price you say would have a din of a neder, and you stuck to the price al-samirasa l'gvayi kimisirasa l'hedyat. But in this Mishnah, we're talking about there was a clear price. At the time of the Mashicha, it was clearly worth 200 zuz. And then it went down to 100 zuz. It was a shuma yedua. So therefore, the price won't be considered an eder. And Taisa says another tariff, it's very similar, that over there, the point was, you're going to make a deal with Hektish. You're not really trying to get the exact price. You're trying to make a deal. And that's your kavana. You don't mind if Hektish gains on the deal. Lamaisa, it's Hektish, it's a mitzvah. So that's why whatever price you say is an eder. Mashenken here, it's a transaction. It's business. We're not trying to make any deals. I'm trying to get my full price. So Mela, the fact that he made up a price has nothing to do with an eder. It's not an eder. It was a deal. So you don't say, Amirasa l'gvaya kimisirasa l'hedyat. So Be'ikat Taisus Chilag is like this. When the pshat is that you're making a deal with Hektish, and that's your kavana. You want to be mevater to Hektish. Hektish is not a business. Hektish is a mitzvah. Of course, you don't want to give it for free, but you want to be mevater to Hektish, whatever Hektish could gain. That will be a neder. That's why you stuck to it. Mashenkin, when the pshat is you're trying to sell it shava b'shava, the price you agree on is the actual price. you're not intending to mevatar at all, then it's not a neder b'chol, it's not a neder. So it has a regular din of dinei mamonis where you could be chayzer, as long as no kinyan was made, you could be chayzer. The Ramban Eifenard doesn't like Taisus Teretz so much. He says, he thinks the Teretz is like this, that really, midaraisa, it's not a neder b'chol. In any case, any time you're not giving a contribution to Hekdish, you're making a monetary transaction, you're making a deal, that's never a neder, midaraisa. But midarabanan, there's a tekanas hacham that you're not allowed to be chayzer. There's a tekanas hacham, whatever price you made up with Hekdish, you're not allowed to be chayzer. That's midarabanan. And here, when the pshat was, it's not the pshat you wanted to be chayzer. The pshat was something happened, the price went down. It was actually worth 200 zuz, and it went down to 100 zuz. But Chai Gavna, Chazal were misakin. Chazal said you can't change your mind. But if the situation changes, then whatever you agree to is batal, unless you made a kinyan. That's the Ramban's Teretz. So come to Taisus holds, when you make a transaction with Hekdish, and you agree to a certain deal, are you allowed to change your mind? Taisus holds it depends. If what you agreed on was, that's the actual price, and that's why you agreed, and you never made a kinyan, then you could change your mind. Masha'en Kain, if what you agreed on was a vitur, what you agreed on was a deal you made with Hekdish because it's Hekdish, and you said, let Hekdish make money, I don't mind paying a little extra or giving Hekdish a better deal, that is a neder, that's a merasal gvaya, and smashin taisis is a neder deraisa. Masha'en Kain, the Ramban holds, anytime you did a derech transaction, anytime you did it as a payment for something Hekdish is giving you, whether you're giving Hekdish a thing and Hekdish is paying you like the Gemara Bava Basra, or you're giving the money and you're buying something from Hekdish, that's never a neder, according to the Ramban. But there's a halacha midir Ramban and Yimachliv to keep the deal that you made, but they weren't geyser in a case where the price actually went down, then they allowed you to be geyser. Now the Rambam, in Ilchus Mechira Perek Tes, halacha Aleph, he starts off saying, he wants to sell something to Hekdish. If the Gizba tells him how much you want to sell the Chavitz when he says with 10, so the Rambam first says the Etzim Din, that once you made a deal with Hekdish, even without any kinyan, you can't be Chayzer. But then the next halacha, halacha Beis, he brings down the Din that Hekdish is Yod Al Yaina, that Meshicha is not kaina when it's a disadvantage to Hekdish, but Meshicha is kaina when it's an advantage to Hekdish. And he brings the idea that if someone makes Meshicha and then the parish went down, so he's obligated to the higher price, because lo yei kayached yilchama mishal Hekdish, that Hekdish will have the advantage of Meshicha. So that begs the question the Rishayim asking. First he said that you stuck to the deal even with Amira, and then he said that Meshicha works by Hekdish. So the Magen Mishnah held there was a deichik to say in the Rambam, the Ramban's pshat, because the Rambam wasn't clearly mechalik between if the price went down or not. So he said, a third mahalach, somewhat, that the Rambam holds it, midarabanan, you're accountable to what you said, and that he brings in dinah meshicha is to tell you in which case you'd be chayiv midaraisa. But the Kesef Mishnah Kanira learned up the Rambam like Taisus, that it depends if it was the actual price or was the price that you made up. If it was the actual price, you're not meshubah to it, because that's not a neder b'chlal. But if it's a price that you made up, that can have a din of a neder, because your das is to give Hekdish a good deal. Al kapanim, we have these two mahalchim. So the Taisus Yantif in Kedushin, he asks a kasha on Taisus in the Mishnah in Erechin. He says, the Mishnah in Erechin also says, in this case, who one says 10, and one says 20, and one says 30, and one says 40, and one says 50, everyone's meshubah to what they made up, at least to the extent that if Hekdish cannot recoup that amount of money from someone else, so the difference between what Hekdish can actually get from someone else and the price that you agreed to pay, you have to pay. So the Taisus Yantif said, according to the Ramban, it's very good. It means min Rabbanan, you're mechuyev to what you have to pay, and the Rabbanan made guidelines that if Hekdish should get the money from somewhere else, then you're not mechuyev to pay. Well, I'll leave the guidelines of what the Rabbanan made up. But midaraisa, you won't be mechayiv at all. But according to Taisus, so then we're going to have to zetz ein this Mishnah that this wasn't the actual price. The actual price was even less than 10. And then it says the Mishnah sounds that way, because the Mishnah says when the one who said 10 backed out, the Mishnah says, Meichan Eisei B'Shavyei, V'Nifram Mishalaser Esameiser. So it sounds like the actual price was less than 10. But the sheet that brings a Gersa, not to be Gersa B'Shavyei, but that's what he says. He felt it was a Deichik. Rabbi Kivega brought that the Panim Me'ires, Chelek Bei Simon Chafei, says that no, it's not such a deichik, because why was the Mishnah Maruch so much? Five different people, once at 10, and once at 20, and once at 30, and once at 40, and once at 50, for the Chiddush of the Mishnah, three people would have been good enough. Why would the Mishnah have to say five people? Usually the Mishnah doesn't like saying extra cases which you don't need. Hazak the Panim Me'iris, the reason is, because the Mishnah wants to show you that there's a tremendous disparity between one and the other, and that would tell you clearly that we're not discussing the actual price. If once at 10, and once at 20, and once at 30, and once at 40, and once at 50, you already get the idea that they're not discussing the actual price. These are just offers that they're making to Hekdesh. And that's why, according to Taisus, there would be a Shibud of Imrasul Ikvayikim Sarasul Ahedyat. So again, this is how you learn the Mishnah, the Kasha we started off with. Why they Meshubit to the price that they gave, even though neither Taisus nor the Ramban quotes our Mishnah, but according to Taisus, the Yisayda Davar is you'd have to say that our Mishnah is talking about that it's not the actual price. They're not makbid on the actual price. These are just offers they made with Tavis Hektish, and therefore there's a din of him Rasul Ekvayikim Sarasul Ahedit. Or like Taisus, first there, it's at any time it's Ein Shumasa Yedua, so his Kavana is to be Mavata to Hektish. And according to Ramban, it's very simple. The aside is that midirabanan, midiraisid is no neder, because you're not doing it derech neder, you're doing it derech mekachumemkar, so midiraisid is bechlal no neder. But midirabanan, you're not allowed to backtrack, except in the case where the chayfetz itself lost in value, where there the rabbanan will allow you to be chayzer, because it's not your fault, it's not like it changed your mind, the chayfetz changed the value, and here we're talking about the chayfetz didn't change in value, so therefore, you're not allowed to be chayzer midirabanan, and if you are, you'll still be meshubit to pay whatever hektish can recoup al pi the hagdaris that we'll see in the sugya. But there's a very interesting discussion in the Peskim about auctioning off aliyas, which apparently was a very ancient custom, and it was discussed already in the tshuva of the Tzemach Tzedek, the first Tzemach Tzedek, who's one of the early achrenim. The Tzemach Tzedek in Siman Ayin Beis was asked the following question. He said they were auctioning off aliyas one Shabbos, and somebody offered a bid of 100 prutas from after, and then someone else offered a bid of 150 prutas from after. But the Gaboim didn't think that the second person was reliable at all. They thought that if they let the second person have it for 150, they're never going to see this 150. But they didn't want to embarrass him. So they did a trick like this. The Gabai announced a bid of 200, which really didn't exist, and then sold it for this fictitious bid of 200. And the Gaboim, who told the Shamash to call out 200, their das was like this, that after it gets sold for 200, they're going to go back to the 100 guy and tell him that there really nobody wants it for 200, and therefore it's his for 100. And they felt it was a much better investment to let him buy it for 100, and they know they'll get the 100, than to leave it for the second one for 150, which they didn't think they'll ever get. Problem was, when they came afterwards to the fellow that said 100 to offer him the aliyah, he said no. He said, listen, if I would have won the auction, so of course I would get it and get 100. But now that I didn't win the auction, I'm not interested. I don't want it for 100 anymore. So the Tzemach Tzedek was asked, who's right? Is the person obligated to take the aliyah for 100? So the Tzemach Tzedek says he is. He is obligated. And he brings our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, you see, you make a bid, you're obligated to the bid. And he went through the different halachas, that's mavur and asugya, what happens if the one who actually won it was chayzer, that he'll be mechuyev, the price, the difference between his bid and the next highest bid, and the next highest guy would have to take it for the bid that he made, and what if they're both chayzer, etc. Everything like it says in our sugya, which we're going to speak soon, the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. And he says at the end, that even though the Gaboim, Anayig, to say that the guy, the last guy, he's mechuyev to the whole thing, and he can't back out, and if he doesn't want it, he still has to pay the whole thing. But he says, that's not the halacha. The halacha is, like it says in our sugya, he could back out, he just would be responsible to pay the difference between his bid and the second highest bid, and then the second highest bidder will be mechuyev to pay for it and get it. And if he wants to back out, he also could back out, but he'd be responsible jointly with the highest bidder to pay the difference between that and the third highest bid, all like it says in our sugya. But he's maskim that the minig is not that way. Now, the Magen Avraham brings his Tzemach Tzedek, the Tzemach Tzedek was before the Magen Avraham, he brings his Tzemach Tzedek at the end of Siman Kuf Nun Dalet in Erech Chaim, and he writes down, and he says, that's what he fears ice. So there are achrayim that go with the Tzemach Tzedek, but the shaila is, do we have a way to be matzdik the minig? That we put the entire chiv on the last one, and the other ones don't have a chiv at all. So there's an interesting chuv from the Panim Meiris. It's in Chelek Beis Shelech Hafei. He says in Yom Kippur, it happened once that the Shamish said that Shamish was machrish for three zehuvim, that Reuven bid three zehuvim, and the Shamish announced it. And then the Shamish said that the bid is four zehuvim, because he thought that Shimon bid four zehuvim. And then when he announced that it was sold, and then he came to Shimon to ask him who he should give for the maftir, so Shimon said he never bid. Never said anything, never raised his hand, never bid. Shamish made a mistake. That's what Shimon tied it. So the guy went to Reuven and said, okay, it's yours for three zehuvim. And he said, no. Once you said four zehuvim, I'm gone. I'm out. Now I don't want it anymore. So they asked the Rav what to do, the Panim Meiris. And the Panim Meiris said that, he said it was in Kippur. He couldn't really, he didn't have time then to be chaykev ederish. Did Shimon bid the four zehuvim? Did he not? And he also didn't have time to figure out who's mechuyev, is Reuven mechuyev or not. He told the Shamish, listen, auction it again, whatever you get, you get. And then, tomorrow we'll find out if Reuven's going to be mechuyev, the difference between that and the three zehuvim, or if Shimon's going to be mechuyev between that and the four zehuvim, we'll see. So, he brought the Tzemach Tzedek when he writes the tshuva, but he felt that we could be seimach on the minik. And the Panim Meiris says like this. We already explained, we said the two shitas, we said Taisa Shita, that when you're trying to get it for the correct and proper price, then it's not considered Amirasul Gvayik Shosul Hedit. But when you're trying to make a deal and give Hekdash the benefit of the deal, then it is. And we said the Ramban Shita that it's not Mechalik, in all cases Midaraisa, it's not an Eder, but the Rabbanu and Mechuyiv in all cases to keep your word, except when the price actually goes down, the Chai Gavna, the Rabbanu were Mechayiv. So Zot, the Panim Meiris, after bringing down the Sugya, he says, I think according to both of them, the Minig is correct. Because, Laimi Bay, according to the Ramban, that the whole Chiv is a Chiv the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanu only goes by Hektish. You don't have a Raya that you could stelt sue this Chiv the Rabbanan for Nidre Tztako or Nidre Mitzvah or Tzarche Besa Knesses. He's mefabul about it, but that's what he says. Memela, since the takana was by Hektish, you have no right to shtel it to anything else, and it wouldn't apply to bidding for Aliyas. Even though, by the actual Nidreit Staka, we say the same thing from Rasul Gvarik Sassel Hedit, but that's only the Ned de Deiraisa, the Kanas Chachamim that the Ramban is saying that you have by making a deal with Hektish, we have no right to apply it to anything else. And according to Taisis, he says, also, there wouldn't be meshubid, because here, people aren't trying to stand make deals. If someone buys an aliyah, that means it's worth it to him. Either because he wants the mitzvah, or because he wants to mechabit someone, but it's worth it to him. He's not, we don't see any indication that he wants to be mevater. The pshat is, that's his price. That's what he thinks the correct price is. So, mele, it's not a neder b'chal, and mele, he could be chayzer. So, lefidis, time him. It should come out that even the last one should be able to be chayzer, but he says that since the minig is not that way, so akol halach achar minig, I assume he means it's like a little bit like the Gemara above Metzi in the fifth parak says that there's such a thing called situmta, that when the minig is to consider it a kinyan, that does make it a kinyan. Like let's say even a regular auction, not for a mitzvah, but shtam, for a hedyet, that could be the zalacha, that once the auctioneer bangs on the gavel, so he's kinda, it's final. And that even though you don't have a ma'isa kinyan, but the minig makes it a gemiras das that it's a kinyan. So mel, the last one's mechuyev, because the minig is to consider a mechuyev, but you can't say that anyone who makes a bid is mechuyev, because according to the Ramban, that the whole thing's Durabanan, in cases that's not actual Hekdesh, and according to Taisus, he's naming on that we're dealing here with the actual price rather than with a deal that you want the Hekdesh to get the benefit of the deal. The Sefer Ma'isachayshev here says a Fakerta Svar, I think, but another Svar, Timatstik Dominik, that he says, here it's b'chol not a transaction. You're not buying anything. Buying an Ali is not buying anything. It's not a Dovah Mamashi. It's not a Dovah Mammon. It's not a transaction. It's not a nether. It's not a nether. It's a way to get people to make a nether Hekdesh. It's kind of like a Teva Sanoi, he says. Who are we going to give the Aliyah to? We'll give the Aliyah to someone who donates money to the cause. But it's a donation. It's not a sale. Samela Oiba Zoi, the last one's going to be Chayiv no matter what. Because he made an Eder. He made an Eder, so he's Chayiv. And the ones before him, I assume he means, the nether is only if you win the auction. That is the nether, just like they don't have to pay and not get the Aliyah. The nether is if you win the auction. If you don't win the auction, it's not a nether, Bechlal. And since the last one is Taka Mechayiv, so you can't be Mechayiv them at all. When it's a business deal, so there's a halacha that whatever you agree to a business deal, you're Mechayiv to that agreement, that Hekdesh is not going to be able to recoup the money from someone else. But here it's not a business deal. Here the pshat is, whoever makes an ender for the highest price, we'll give them the aliyah. And if you don't make an ender for the highest price, you don't mean the ender altogether. That's the point. So mela, only the last one's chayiv and no one else is chayiv. That's the Maisu Chayshiv's Hatzdaka of the Minik. So while the Tzemach Tzedek holds that bidding for an aliyah has the same din as bidding for a stay hektish with all the halachas in our Gemara, and the Magen Avraham brings it down and others bring it down, but the Tzemach Tzedek himself says a minig is not the way. The Magen Avraham also is mashman that you go bust in a minig, and we have a time from the Panim Iris, why bidding for aliyahs is different. The Panim Iris' time is because there's no mechayiv here like the Ramban, which says that's a chiyiv derabbanan, and they weren't mesakin here, and like Taisus that says that it's only when you're not trying to get the actual value. Here the Panim Iris holds you are trying to get the actual value. And you have the Maisa Chayshiv Pshat, that here it's b'chol not a sale, it's simply an eder, and therefore it's all totally in the Achrein. And now let's start the Gemara. The Mishnah had said that the one who bid 50 was Chayzer, so he has to pay 10. So the Gemara says, Amrav Chista, when is the case where he has to pay 10? Lo yishanu al sheben aban amy bim kaimai. The one who is paying 40, the one who bid 40, he's still going to buy it. So he's going to buy it for 40. So Kumdais Hekdesh will only be missing out 10. So that's why the Ben Chamishim, the one who bid 50, has to pay 10. Aval ein ben arbam oibim bim kaimai, mishal shlim beinehem. But let's say the 41 is also chayzer. So then the one who bid 50 has to also split with the 41 to cover what Hekdesh is not going to get. And the Gemara Shakli Vitari, until the Gemara comes out, Lamaskana, that there's a difference if they were Chayzer b'Vasachas or they were Chayzer b'Zachazeh. If the 51 was Chayzer and at that time the Ben Arbom was not Chayzer yet, so then he owes 10, because at that time the Ben Arbom will still buy it for 40. Now that the Ben Arbom is Chayzer, he doesn't have to be Mishtatif with the remaining deficit with the Ben Arbom. If the Ben Chamishim and Ben Arbom were Chayzer b'Vasachas, so then the Ben Chamishim can't only pay the deficit between him and the Arbom, he also has to be Mishtatif with the Arbom. So the Maisi Chayshiv discusses this abyssal. The Chayr is a Chiddush that we don't say, even by B'zeh Chazeh, that Ein Echinami, Kol's man the Ben Arbom is Oymed B'mkaymai, Kol's man the Ben Arbom is going to actually buy from Arbom, so of course the Ben Chamishim is only Chayiv 10. But why don't we say even B'zeh Chazeh, once the Ben Arbom is Chayzer, so now the Ben Chamishim should be Mishnatif together with the Ben Arbom. And it means the Gemara B'vakama Daf Yud, if let's say there are five people that are obligated to watch a shor, five people are Shemrim, and one of them decides not to do it, and it's still completely nishmar al yedei the other four. And then, after that, one of the four then decide not to be Shomer. So Rashi says that the fifth one will be Pater, because since at the time that he backed out of the Shmira, it still was completely Shomer, so he's Pater. And the ones who backed out later, they're the ones that are going to be Chayiv. And Taisa says, no. Taisa says that since Lamaisa, it wasn't Nishmar, and you can't blame one more than the other, Enechinami, the time that the first one who backed out, it would have been Nishmar. But now, more than one backed out, and now you don't have a proper Shmira. So it's everyone who's backed out, full, everyone has to pay equally. Hazak the Maisa Chayshev, this Gemara would sound like Rashi. That since at the time that you backed out, Hektish only had a 10 seller loss. So that's all you're responsible for. And now that the Ben Abam backs out and they have a bigger loss, that's his problem. If it was Bivasacha, so together we're responsible for the entire loss. But since at the time I backed out it was only this amount of loss, so I'm not responsible for what happens later. But according to Taisus, that once the next Shomer backs out, so now the two Shomer who back out are equally responsible, you should say the same thing here. He also clears the Shaila, what's the halacha if, let's say, the Ben Arbon is poor and can't pay? Would the Ben Chamishim in that case be chayev for the entire thing, because the Ben Arbon is not negeya, he can't pay? Well, no, the Ben Chamishim is only chayev for his part. He brings, again, comparing it to that case in Bava Kamma, he brings from the Amsha Shloime in Bava Kamma that in a case where there were multiple Shemrim, and they all were B'Shea equally, but one of them can pay, that the one who could pay has to pay the other one Shir also. The Chiyah would only be split if they're able to play. But if that one's not able to pay, so then you'd have to pay for the entire Shia. But he would be mitzadet. He was saying that that would be the same din over here. But I think that the stima of the Mishnah, the Gemara, would not indicate that. It's mashmah that the Ben Chamishim is only chayiv for his 10, period. Or for his chelik, period. Now, the Ma'aseh Chayshev as a kasha, you find by an arev, if let's say you have somebody lent money to a person, he wanted two arevim. He wanted two cosigners, two people to be arev, each one arev on the entire loan. So the Rambam says, if the borrower defaults, the malva could take his loan from either one of them. He doesn't have to take half from one, half from the other, even though actually the chiv is split between the two. And if he takes the whole thing from one, the other one would have to pay him half. But that's not the malva's problem. They're all responsible. And Mamela, he could be geiva from either one he wants. He doesn't have to be geiva half from one and half from the other. So he's bothered. In this case also, why do you say that? Why do we say that you can only be geiva 10 from the Chamishim and the Arbon has to pay his share? Why do you say that you can be geiva from whatever you want, to be geiva the entire thing from the Chamishim and let the Chamishim go to the Arbon? He's bothered by the kasha, and the only teretz he has on these kashas is, again, the first kasha is, why don't you say that the Ben Chamishim, even by Bezeh Chazeh, that Lemafreya, after the Ben Abom is Chayza, he should be responsible for his part, as if they were Chayza B'Vasachas, just like if when a Shemer is Chayza from his Shmira, if it could be Nishma without him, he won't be responsible, but if someone else backs out, so then he's equally responsible, at least according to Taisus. It should be a raya to Rashi. And the second question is, if the Ben Arbom is an Ani, why would the Ben Chamishim be chayef to pay his shir? And also, even if he's not an Ani, why would the Gabbai have to go and be geiva apart from the Ben Chamishim, apart from the Ben Arbom? Why can't it be like an Arev, where he'd be chayef the entire thing, and he'd have to go to the Ben Arbom? So only teretz he has is, if you go with, like we mentioned before, the Shitas HaRamban, that the whole thing is Durabanan, midaraisa, there is no Eschaivus B'chlal, so then it's not so sure. You could say, this is how the Rabbanan set it up, this is how the Rabbanan wanted you to be Mechayiv, so the whole thing is not so sure. That's how he wants to answer the Kasha. But if you go like Taisus and Kedushin, where you have a deraisa the Kedin Neder, and Lechaira, the Vart is like this. The Vart is the neder of the Ben Chamishim is, I take responsibility that Hector should get chamishim for the schayfets. So if someone else will pay chamishim, so I don't have a neder. Or if someone else will pay arbon, so my neder is only 10. But let's say someone's only paying shleishim, so my neder is that Hector should get chamishim, so I still owe 20. And his neder is that Hector should get arbon, so he owes 10. So that's where we split it up. So that's the shaila. I hear this shaila. Why don't you say that he's responsible for the entire 20? First of all, even b'zeh chazeh, now that the 41's not going to get the chayfetz, so how did it happen that he became a schayev in the 10? Why wouldn't I have to share the chiv with him even b'zeh chazeh? And also, if I have such an eder, so I have that achrayis on my own, so why can't the gizvah just be gaiva for me? And even though he also has that achrayis, so good, we'll work it out between the two of us. Why does the gizbar have to collect from each one individually? So Yiblaim Shre, if you hold it to their Isa de Kachiv, I saw in the Ar Sameach, he says a chilik between Ariv in this case, but I really didn't understand this chilik so well. Now, in the din of Mashal Shlim Beinehem, Rashi says that the formula is like this. When you have multiple bidders, let's say you have the case of the Mishnah, one said 10, and one said 20, and one said 30, and one said 40, and one said 50, and let's say they all were chayzer bevas achas, and Hektish ended up selling the chayfetz for 3 slon. So Rashi says the formula goes like this. From 40 to 50 is the responsibility of the one that bid 50, period. So he has to pay 10. From 30 to 40, there we have a shutfis, that both the 40 and the 50 guy are responsible. So now, the 50 guy is paying 5, and the 40 guy is paying 5 of that. So kumtai is the 50 guy, Sacha Kol is paying 15, the 40 guy is paying 5. The next 10 is the responsibility of the 3 people, the 31, the 41, and the 51. So now, the 51 has to add another 3 and a third, 18 and a third. The 40 guy adds another 3 and a third is 8 and a third, and the 30 guy pays 3 and a third. And as I get this weiter, each one, however many people are responsible for that amount, that's split up. That's how Rashi learns, and that's how the Ravid on the Rambam also learns. But the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds that you split it up evenly. Everyone pays evenly. Derech Mashal, the Rambam's case was like this. Let's say someone bid 10, someone bid 20, and someone bid 24. And they all a chayzer, and they got sold for 3. So like the Rambam, so each one of them would pay 7. There's a 21 seller discrepancy, so each one of them will pay 7. Or let's say only the other 2 were chayzer, the one that said 20 and the one that said 24 was chayzer, and they sold it for 10. So kum dice, Hektish was nifsed 14. So each one would pay 7. According to Rashi and the Ravid, in the case where one said 24, and one said 20, and one said 10, and they sold it for 3, so the one that said 24 will have to pay the full 4 between the 20 and the 24. He'll have to pay another 5 between 20 and 20, and he'll have to pay a third of 7, 2 and a third, so Kumdais he'll end up paying 11 and a third. The one that said 20 would end up paying 7 and a third, and the one that would say that said 10 would end up paying 2 and a third. But according to the Rambam, they'll all pay equally. So the question in Pshat is like this. When a Chizda originally said that the only time the one that says 50 pays 10 is when the 41 is Ayme Bim Kaimai, but when the 41 is Chayzer, Yimashal Shlim Beinehem, so according to Rashi, that means that the 51 pays 15 and the 41 pays 5. But according to the Rambam, if both the 50 and 40 are chayzer, so that 20 discrepancy between now the 31's buying it, so that 20 discrepancy would be split evenly between the 50 and the 40, so they'll both anyway pay 10. So what's the leishanu? Either way you pay 10. If the ben abom's mkaima, you pay 10. If the ben abom was chayzer, so then there's a 20 discrepancy, which is split between the 40 and the 50 guy, and right they're paying 10, by nafgamina. So the Kesef Mishnah and the Lacha Mishnah is Mayrich about it, and they say at that point the Gemara thought like Rashi, The Rambam's only saying it lemaskana. But you have to mutch a little bit in pshat. Where exactly did we get it from? Why did the Gemara say that the Mishnah is talking about b'zeach hazeh? L'chay, the Mishnah also stims with asachas. If they all have to split it. Let him afarshim discuss how to stim the Rambam with the sugyas ha-Gemara. The Ar Sameach says a very interesting mahalach. The Ar Sameach says that there's a Mishnah in the 10th parak of Ksuvis that discusses a case. What if you have someone has three wives, one of them is her ksuva is 100, the other the ksuva is 200, and the third one the ksuva is 300, and he has a limited amount of nechasim. How do they split it up? If you would have 600 dinar, so then you'd give 300 to the one that owns 300, 200 to the one who owns 200, 100 owns 100. But what if all he has is 300 dinar? What do you do then? How do you split it up? So the Mishnah uses the same formula that Rashi says. In other words, in the first 100, there are three people that are supposed to get it. So the first 100 that he has will be split evenly between the three, each one getting 33 and a third. The second 100, there are two women that are contending for it, so it's split between the two. Each one will get 50. And the third 100 will go completely to the one that's supposed to get 300. So kum dais, if there's 300 left, so the one that's supposed to get 100 gets 33 and a third, the one that's supposed to get 200 gets 83 and a third, and the one that's supposed to get 300 gets 183 and a third. And that's what the Mishnah says. But the Gemara says that goes like Reb Nosson. But Rebbe holds they split it equally. And you don't say that in the first 100 they're all shutfim, and in the second 100 you only have two shutfim, and in the third 100 the one of 300 is the only one that's supposed to get it. No. Until they get paid, they're all considered shutfim and everything. So lemaisa, each one gets 100. And that's how the Rambam paskins. So Zogdar Sameach, the pshat is that when Rav Chista said, the loy shanu, but otherwise, Mishashmanim, Rav Chista was learning up the Mishnah, like the Stam Mishnah in Ksuvis, that the way it's split up is like Shitas Rashi. It's the same thing here in reverse. The same thing Lagabi Schusim will be the same thing Lagabi Chiyuvim. If the Baal Chamishim has responsibility for all 20 of the deficit, and the Baal Arbam only has responsibility for 10 of the deficit, so then we say, Lagabe the 10 that they're both responsible for, you split, and Lagabe the next 10, which only the Baal Chamishim is responsible for, he's responsible alone, just like he's Eicha alone. So then that would follow like Rashi's formula. But we don't paskin like the Mishnah there, we paskin like Rebbe, that says you split it evenly, and that's the Parsha Mashmais of the Brisa that's brought, that they brought a Brisa of Mashal Shemaneim, which sounds like you're splitting it evenly. So that's why, even though the Gemara, when the Gemara said Mashal Shemaim, the Gemara had assumed that it would work the way Reb Nosson holds, the way the Stam Mishnah and Ksuvis holds, but the Rambam Lamaisa paskins, like we paskin over there, that everyone gets evenly. You don't make the formula that the part that they all are shutvis in, that they split evenly, and the part that he's responsible alone, he's responsible alone. No, until you get to the part where you're mechuyevin, everyone has an even chelik. That's what Ar Sameach answers, how you could stim the shak of a Tyre Gemara like the Shita Saramba.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekhaimis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.